Episode 898, What Are Your Mindset Blind Spots?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week because God has got big plans for you. It is time to rise and shine. Get your thinking cap on. It's about Mindset Monday. What are your mindset blind spots? That's what we're talking about. What are you blinded by? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. I am all about living. Today is going to be an awesome day. It's going to be an incredible week. But it all starts with you, you and your mindset. We are all walking around with self-limiting beliefs. What did you wake up this morning telling yourself? That stuff that holds you back. What are your mindset blind spots? These blind spots that keep you from reaching your greatness. We talk a lot about one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're not going to get to those miles of greatness, or you're going to take a lot of detours if you continually work within those blind spots and you accept them for what they are. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, and this is the second half of that verse. It says this, "All I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely." Don't you want to be known completely? Don't you want to know yourself completely? To be known for who you are so you can go out and live, love, and impact. You're in search for something greater than yourself. You're wanting to impact beyond where you stand right now. But what's getting in the way? It's your mindset blind spots. A blind spot in the vision world, if you look at the medical side of things, is also known as a physiological blind spot, something preventing you from seeing at that point. So, you know, in your vision, maybe there's one spot that you can't focus on. So you miss something. It's covered up. Your vision is limited. Same goes for your mindset. You have told yourself that you can't do something. You don't have the skills. There's no reason to try when failure is imminent. It's going to happen, right? So why should we even bother with it? Well, you should bother with it because where did you get it from? All this talk, thoughts, and beliefs build your blind spots. And are they even really true? So you want to broaden your horizon? Well, what does that even look like? You've heard the phrase, broaden your horizon, you know, spread your wings and fly. If you put your hands up at your eyes, like blinders on a horse, how far can you see? Only what's right in front of you, correct? Yeah, but if you remove them, what happens? Your horizon broadens. You can pick and choose your focus, what you want to see, the direction you want to go. You begin to peel away the blind spots. Now, at times, yes, we have to have blinders on. That's for another episode. But in this one that we're talking about, it's blind spots that we have created, the self-limiting beliefs that we have accepted as true, as fact. Think of one of the beliefs that you've had recently about yourself. I don't know what it is. It could be about weight, about your business. It could be about your parenting skills, your marriage, your relationship, your finances. Maybe it's something as silly as, I can't even balance a checkbook. Now, that sounds silly, but that can be devastating, not only in your marriage, but to yourself, because what? You don't feel like you can accomplish anything. You go and you spend the money, but you can't figure out, well, where's the money going? I can't balance it. The funds that I know I have in there, I spend them, but it doesn't equal out. Something's wrong with me. Whoa, blind spot. Maybe it's just a technique that you're using. Maybe you're missing out. Maybe you're forgetting that your account is based on an interest account. So maybe you're gaining a few pennies in the month. So that's why it doesn't add up right. Maybe it's how the cycle is. And your bank account. All of this stuff, though, sets up these mindset blind spots in our life that says you can't do this. There's a Greek word called lepo, and it means to peel away. God wants to peel away the scales, the stuff that's holding you back. Because what happens when you peel away the mindset blind spots? Well, the first part of that Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 12:12, it says this: now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. Don't you want perfect clarity in your life? You want to see what's right in front of you. You don't want to play this make-believe. Make-believe was great when you were growing up, as you were experiencing life as a child. And you want to use your imagination. You don't want that to go away, but you have to make decisions based on facts that are in front of you as an adult. As a child, well, you get a little bit more give and take, don't you? Yeah, it's the fun part, you know, being little. But now that we're big kids, we're adults now, we have greater responsibility within our lives. We have to understand what's in front of us and be able to work with that. You want that clarity. You want to be able to see what's right in front of you. If you continually let people and yourself influence your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, when will then ever happen? Because that's what you're looking for, right? But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. We want that then now. Isn't that what you want? You want to move on to greatness. You're on a journey. Where is that going to take you? Well, you know you have to have those mindset blind spots removed. They can't stick around. So you need to be able to reveal them so you can make them disappear, right? Because if we're walking around with our blinders on, put your hands back up to your eyes. That's great if you're ready to zero in and focus on one specific thing that's right in front of you. But if you want to broaden that horizon, you want to remove those self-limiting beliefs that you have set upon yourself. You have said, yep, this is how it is because of this, that, and the other. That may be fine at the time when you're going through a circumstance, but now when you have a little more experience, you need to begin to remove those. But they also have to be revealed to you. So you got to be vulnerable to God and humble. You got to let God show you. Then you will be able to see clearly and love greatly. That's your kiss. The keep it simple strategy. See clearly and love greatly. That's what God wants for you in your life. He wants you to see clearly how he sees you, complete as whole. When you woke up this morning, did you feel that? Did you feel like, yes, I got it all together? Now, I'm not saying the egotistical, I've got it all together. That's for another episode. Because we can be sometimes a little overconfident and our ego takes over. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm talking about feeling like, yes, I can go out and conquer the world because God's by my side. I know where I fall short, but I know how to work through those shortcomings. I know how to take the next step even when I fail. Because when I fail, that means I've just learned a lesson. And that's going to get me that much closer to my miles of greatness because it's the next step, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So you have to see clearly and love greatly. I want to break it down like this. It's the ABCs. Number one, you got to have awareness. Awareness. You have to become aware of your self-limiting beliefs, the blind spots, and you have to be honest about it. That may mean you may shed a few tears. Because you have to go back to some hurtful times in your life. Things that bring up some pain. That make you uncomfortable. That maybe even challenge you a little bit. You know what? There's healing in that. And that's okay. But you have to be aware. And you have to be willing to step out. So number one, it's awareness. That's the first one. A of the ABCs. Number two, you gotta breathe. How many times are we just going through life and our big B is busyness? I want to say how busy I am because I want to be more busy than you. You know what? It's not about me being more busy than you and you being more busy than me. Who cares if we're busy bees? Are we productive in our busyness? Are we accomplishing the goals that God has intended us to accomplish? Or are we letting our self-limiting beliefs stop us? We got to stop and breathe. You got to take a step back, reflect, pray, redirect, refocus. This is the transition time. You have those days where it's not that you are just kind of feeling like, oh, woe's me. I'm not talking about those days. I'm talking about the reflection days that you stop long enough to say, okay, I need a revision to my game plan. I love football. You know I love football. And football is around the corner. I cannot wait. I love it when we get to the football season, especially college ball. And yes, I watch NFL too. And I enjoy it. And I look at these teams that go out and they begin their practices here. And some of them will begin here in July and they go into August. And then they've got their first, you know, trial games. And they just go back and forth. But every single time they come and play the next game, do you think they're using the same game plan? No. If they keep using the exact same game plan for every single game that they play, do you think they're going to end up being a winner? Common sense should tell you no immediately. That should be a quick no. It's about making changes, a transition. That's what breathing is all about. You take a moment. That moment may be a day, maybe 10 minutes. You decide what you need, but you got to breathe. It's that transition saying, okay, this may not be working, so how can I make this work? I've identified this. I'm aware of this. I'm really bad at this, and really I'm not bad at it. I just told myself I was bad at it. I got to remove that mindset blind spot. I got to take it away. I got to peel it away. I got to let God take it and show me another way. Breathe. And the C of the ABCs, number three, is create. Create your now. Rewrite what you see that's in front of you. If you remove that blind spot and you're like, okay, now I'm aware of it and you want to remove it, that means what's happening? Transformation, change. That should give you goosebumps. That should empower you and encourage you to say, you know what? I can go out there and do something maybe that I didn't think I could because of my blind spots. We all have them. None of us are perfect. You want help with this? Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I would love to come beside you. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. We can talk about your situation. We can go into, you know, it allows you that opportunity to give me those details and you can sit back and say, okay, I'm breathing here. Now you help me create. I want to come beside you. Let's strategize together. Let's find some tools. Let's add some tools to your toolbox, your life's toolbox. So you can say, yeah, I can go forward. I can impact. See clearly, love greatly. Now we see things imperfectly like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. We all have blind spots, but let God peel them away. Let God take them. Be vulnerable to Him so you can see clearly and love greatly. I pray you have an absolutely extraordinary, incredible, tremendous week. I pray that God blesses you beyond anything you can imagine. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.